Stem cell research has shown both promise and peril. The cells can renew themselves and turn into other types, and researchers say that ability could help the body heal itself. The technology is advancing faster than the government's ability to regulate it, and that's led to problems, such as a 2017 case where three women went blind after receiving stem cell injections to cure a degenerative eye disease. Since then, the federal government has taken measures to regulate stem cell clinics. Florida has been trying to follow suit. I'm Robbie Gaffney. A 3-year grace period for stem cell clinics to comply with federal rules is up in November. Republican Senator Travis Hudson wants to create state rules for such clinics that offer stem cell products and treatments.
So there's kind of a black market going on out there because there's no real patient safety and protection.
The Palm Coast lawmaker's proposal would require such clinics to be licensed by the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration. This agency would be responsible for deciding how these clinics collect, manufacture, store, and use products containing stem cells.
I think that regulation is very important here. We do not want people that are underprepared for using this technology injecting these cells into people.
That's Kathy Levinson, a professor at Florida State University's College of Medicine who studies stem cells. Levinson says most stem cells used in clinical trials want to turn into fat or bone cells.
If we're going to use these clinically, we have to absolutely ensure that people are being treated with what we think they're supposed to be treated with and not cells that have become something else in the process of growing them.
According to a 2017 report in the New England Journal of Medicine, it's possible the three women who went blind earlier that year, after being treated with stem cells from their own fat, did so because the stem cells reverted. Hudson's bill would also require stem cell clinics to appoint a medical director that's a physician who can make sure the business complies with the rules. Any practitioner who works in a stem cell clinic without proper authorization can be penalized by regulatory boards. That includes fines and a suspension of a medical license. The proposal would not apply to organizations like hospitals and ambulatory surgical centers, as well as medical schools and pharmacies if they meet certain requirements. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.